When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Zai's got a lot of free time, okay? Yeah. I don't know if you're aware.
Yeah.
Pretty aware of that.
And I think I'm supposed to turn it into productive time.
Well, what could you ever do?
Well, hopefully, which I doubt very seriously, hopefully I'm going to turn it by learning how to play a guitar.
Are you back on that?
I thought you did that for about 20 years.
Well, I know. Hey,
he's back.
Hey.
Can't you pay somebody to teach you, or you just can't learn it?
You know, I've always said it was a God-given gift, and God just is not going to give it to me.
I thought you just said you were going to spend all your
free
time.
I know, but I'm going to try it again. Okay.
Okay. Hey.
Since Mark's right, I got all this free time. Surely I can put it to good use and learn.
If you get a teacher, you can. By yourself,
I already had a teacher, okay?
And that didn't do any good?
No, it didn't do any good.
So you're just going to grab a guitar?
Hey, the student is the problem, okay? It ain't the teacher.
So what's your plan here to learn?
I don't know.
Well, then you can't do nothing. You can't do it now. You're not going to do it without any help. I mean, and we're old. We got to just know that, so...
Well, no,
yeah, I don't know why you don't.
I've got to figure out. I've got a mental block on it. Is what the problem is.
Yeah, you got a mental block.
Well,
on
look, I can make the chords. I just can't make the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
But
yeah.
You won't ask for help, so.
But it might be the problem. Okay, white boys don't have rhythm.
My friends have more rhythm than you've ever seen.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. It may not be a bad idea.
Man.
You gotta find a man with rhythm, okay, and then get with him. And maybe he can teach me the rhythm.
And blues. All right. Welcome back to the Duck Call Room.
Right,
in case y'all want to know what brother and sister squabble sound like at age 74, that's what you just heard.
You found it. We have a special guest today.
If you couldn't tell, Kay's in the
podcast.
It's the old motto about, hey, you've got free time on your hands, so do something with it.
Yeah.
Well, you're one to talk. You
hey,
don't
we're
do
not
nothing
giving up.
With your...
See,
you've
we're
been
not
taking naps every day for the last 85 years.
I know, and that's why I look so good.
That's free time. Okay. Speaking of looking good, Martin.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Hey, that shirt is really fine there, buddy.
Did you ever hear that song, Sharp Dressed Man?
That's it.
I did.
Once or twice.
It used to come on before this TV show
that I used
to watch before it turned terrible.
Yeah, that was opening the song for us.
It was.
Oh, that was us. Never
mind. Yeah,
that was us. Yeah.
Remember they got out of that limousine?
Yeah, they did. In front of their house.
That's right. In front of their house.
Wearing their tuxedos.
That's right. Wearing their tuxedos that they had rented.
Phil would never own a tuxedo.
Louisiana
never.
Hillbillies and it ain't no hills.
Oh, should have
been called the Louisiana Flatlanders.
What?
Well, Willie seems to be doing pretty good now.
Is he? He's still got that blonde hair. Who's telling him that's a good idea to, like, keep that going?
He just doesn't want to dye it again. Look, I asked him the other day.
I did it. I told him to keep it going because it aggravated people.
Wow. Well, he posted.
He's in his midlife crisis.
Yeah,
he's been in it. He's been in it for a long time.
I know, but hey, that's just it. Yeah.
No, he peaked on that when he bought that BMW off a parking lot. That was when I was worried about the boy. I was like,
I was there for that.
Yeah,
I encouraged that. That thing went fast.
And now it sits in the tour.
That's that.
Oh, no, that BMW. Yes. I thought you were talking about the other one.
No, not the other one. No, the other one was cool.
I'm
talking about the one that's wrapped in duck camouflage.
Yeah.
That one.
Bad choice.
Where is it at?
Over there.
It's over there in the tour.
Oh.
Anybody can go by and touch it.
See it and sit in it and...
The camouflage duck.
Yeah, but somebody, it wasn't him, posted a picture of him making tacos, and he still has that blonde hair.
I'm glad they did, because the night before they posted on his story, and they looked like pizzas, because there was it was just a thing with cheese and some stuff under it, and I was looking, there was a pot of corn. I'm like, at what point does corn go on pizza? Yeah, because there were no details,
Willie, everything he cooks is a pizza because it's got, a gratuitous amount of cheese on top of it.
He's a goulash man.
Goulash.
Yeah, Phil said he just keeps adding.
He's a goulash man.
Phil won't hardly eat it because he said, I don't know how much stuff he's got in there. It looks.
But y'all ate what we cooked you the other night. How was that?
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
What did you cook the other night?
Me and Willie cooked a pork loin.
Oh, it was good.
Ode to pork.
The ode to pork.
It's a goulash.
It's a dry goulash, but it's a goulash.
It's a piece of pork stuffed with other types of pork.
He keeps rolling through the kitchen. Wrapped in pork. Every time he opens something, he sees something. I wonder what that would taste like in this.
And then he puts it in.
That's why Phil said he just keeps adding and adding and adding.
He starts out with a little bitty pan, a little pot, I should call it, I guess. And then he has to upgrade all the time because he keeps throwing junk in it. And then by the time he's through, he's got about a 40-gallon, big pot.
A bathtub.
Barely can pick it up and get it on top of the stove.
I know. And then at the end, he's trying to give it all away because they can't eat it.
But to his credit, it generally turns out pretty good.
No.
Now, them dogs eat real good at Willie's house. There's way too much food, and he just feeds it to them dogs.
Don't call Christian that.
Take it in. I was talking about Spaz. You're not allowed to say Spaz anymore?
Why?
That's the dog's name.
That's the dog's name, but apparently it's a derogatory term now.
Oh, being a Spaz?
Yeah. You can't call people that.
Well, you never really used it as a term of endearment. So, yeah.
Does the dog know does he know that's an improper name or not?
I don't know, but it's a bad
one. For that dog, it's very fitting.
Beyonce had to take it out of one of her songs.
Really?
Yeah, it's derogatory.
Oh, if they're going after Beyonce, they'll go after anybody.
Yeah, so Willie's in trouble for naming his dog Spud.
That's pitiful.
But you can't change his name or her name. She's too old now.
You can change a dog's name. I'm thinking about changing my dog's name.
To what?
I have no idea.
Malarkey?
I got little Bobo.
Speaking of new dogs.
What's that?
Okay.
Bobo and BB.
Yep.
Bobo and BB. What Bobo is this? Like the fifth or the sixth?
Six.
Bobo the sixth.
But it's really it's Jesse the sixth.
Well,
but Jesse,
but it's Bobo Jr. is his official new name.
Yeah,
this
Bobo Jr.
Okay, how many Bobo? But there's been a lot of Bobos.
About five Bobos already.
So how many? How did this one get Jr. instead of the fifth?
Because there was just a special part of it.
Because it'll fit in your hand.
Yeah,
these are the smallest ones she's had.
That's right.
Pets,
and they are so cute.
Have you got them potty trained yet?
Shoot, no. And the best part is I put the two potty sheets, pee pads, I guess you call them, right in front of Phil's chair. he gets little Tootsie Rolls he sees all during the day. And that's what it is, a stinky Tootsie Roll. That's all they can do.
Pee on the pee-pee.
Well, their bowel movements can't be that big. I mean,
no, that's what I said.
They're legitimately in your hand.
You remember when them Tootsie Rolls were about that big? I mean,
yeah, but they started shrinking them.
Yeah, they did.
Inflation.
Well, I'm glad these dogs don't do anything, but that's not hard to clean up. But I love it over there right in front of Phil.
What a stinky and freaky and sneaky and sleeky or whatever their names are.
Sneaky and freaky.
Yeah.
Now you got me confused on the name of my dog. Penny and Griffey, they hate the dogs. They hate the puppies. They're growling all the time.
How many dogs are you up to?
Four.
Four dogs.
I think Phil has one. He got tired of it being pinned up. He didn't like it. in that little pen. He said that was cruelty. So we put it in the back of
Phil's starting to become an animal.
Of Daniel's yard, and Dan said he can jump over the fence. And Phil said, well, let him run around the neighborhood. So he's moved in, I think, up at Red's.
Oh.
That's generally where most strays end up.
Yep.
There it is, boys.
Humans and dogs.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's where they end up, right there, at the top of the hill.
and she, I don't know. I hope we got her fixed, but
well,
if not, we'll be having some real strays.
Capital M.
It's the U-T-T. Wild West down there.
Yeah.
Wild West is one term for it. There's a lot of other ones too. But that's one. So, Kay.
What?
We're gonna go to break. But I want you to be thinking about what we're going to talk about when we come back, because I see you've been injured.
Again. An injury is
happening. We're going to talk about your injury when we get back.
So stupid. How would you like to have it?
I felt
this
terrible.
This is what I have to do every hour.
What? Huh? What are you doing?
I'm
are
trying you, to raise my fingers.
Exercise.
Okay, what happened to you? We talked about it briefly a couple of podcasts ago because I told them I was down there, but we wanted to hear it from you. What happened
to
your
hand?
Well,
I was rocking in my chair on the front porch, and this stupid yellow jacket, he was landing on my arm and fits to sting the crap out of me, so I just took my hand from over here to get him.
Okay, careful.
And when I hit, I missed him, and when I came up from that, this hand was never the same.
Did you hit anything?
My arm.
You hit your arm. You hit your hand on
your
other
arm. And I guess I'm such strength. I have so much strength that it just, look, it just fell apart.
Adrenaline.
This was being at the hospital all day.
You had to go to the hospital?
Oh, yeah. No, I went to an orthopedic clinic, actually.
Okay.
But I wound up in their rehab. Now I'm in the rehab.
So you had to go to rehab.
Oh, you got
to
have physical therapy.
Well, yeah, you got to get back.
She does that 3 times a week anyway.
Oh, no.
I can't even do that right now because I'm doing this right now.
Okay, yeah.
I can't. I got one therapy on top of another. I can't get to them all.
So, Kay, would you say you're aging gracefully?
No, because you know what? I've got to get something on it now so I can even take a bath.
Oh, you can't even take it off.
No. And they said,
that's a legit cast.
What'd they say was wrong with it?
Well, this middle finger, okay, at the bottom, there's two things. What are they? I know y'all are smarter than me, but there's two things right there.
Okay.
Knuckle.
No, that's a knuckle up here, Si. They're on the bottom. They're tendons.
Yeah.
Tendons. And I did something to both tendons.
You strained them.
Strained them.
Both.
Strained
them. Yeah.
Okay. I know it was a funny color when I first saw it.
Yeah.
It did not look well. But nothing's broken.
No, but I might as well have done it the way it feels. It has to wear all this all the time. It's so weird. Yeah, and you ought to watch me now write with my left hand.
I'm sorry. So,
I'm very interested in this.
It looks like, didn't you have a four-year-old at one time or another?
Got one right now.
Okay, that how he writes is how I write.
Well, that really hadn't changed. I mean, your handwriting has never been.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's unreadable now.
Yeah.
So you're writing with your left hand.
Are you cooking?
Well, I try to do this, but to write, but I can only print like this.
No, cooking.
Are you cooking with your left hand?
Do you think I am?
No, cooking's out.
No.
Because she's got is iron skillet.
So can you eat with your left hand?
I can. I can eat I can manage to eat no matter what. But this is funny. Okay, y'all laugh at this.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
I have to eat everything with a spoon.
Oh, no fork.
I'm spoon-fed now.
Why?
Because the fork, I can't get the fork to work, but the spoon will work.
All her forks are right-handed.
That's right.
Every one of them. No left-handed fork in the drawer.
Nope.
Unbelievable. I'll go buy you some.
Some left-handed fork?
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
They don't even make it. But it's just like, it just won't change. It's just like this all the time.
How long ago did that happen?
I got all this done 2 days ago.
Okay.
But it was about a week old injury. We filmed last Tuesday, didn't we? Yeah, a week. Tuesday was a week ago when me and Willie were down there. And you did it that morning, I think. Didn't you?
I don't think it's, I didn't been that long. You missed that. I did another injury. It wasn't anything like this. I have little injuries, and they don't count. This is a big injury.
It sounds like you're injury prone.
Do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Phil said I'm an accident waiting to happen.
It ain't when, or it ain't if it's going to happen. It's when.
When.
Yeah, okay, right.
But I could have done more dangerous things.
Such as?
I could have hurt you. I could have fell and crashed your head in or something. Who knows?
There you go.
It's taking a violent turn here in the
book. Or you could have actually killed the yellow jacket.
That's right.
That's got to be like the real rub in this whole thing. You didn't even get your foe.
Didn't even get him.
Yeah.
That I hate them. I do. Well, at least he didn't sting me.
That is true.
What? I mean, I got totally injured, but I didn't get I don't have that.
I'd have taken the sting over that.
Hey, like, that's you know the silver lining in the cloud, dark cloud.
I said the same thing myself. I wish he had just stung me and left my hand where it was.
There it is.
There you go.
But a girl doesn't know her own strength.
That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Is your arm bruised from where you hit it?
No, it's nothing. Where I hit it, it's nothing.
It's the hand.
That's because her arm was so strong.
Yeah.
It wasn't really the hand. It was the strength in the left arm that caused the abrupt stop.
Yep.
That caused the sprain.
Yeah.
That's right. And now I live with this ugly thing, and I'm glad it
works. Don't talk about Phil like that.
Oh.
Hey, this, y'all would not believe how this looked. They molded it to my hand. Look at it. It's made from my hand only. You couldn't wear it.
It was telefitted.
So is Phil taking good care of you?
Oh, yeah.
What's he doing?
Well, if he wants to eat, he cooks. Or he finds something to make sandwiches out of.
Does he cook you food and make you a sandwich?
I usually have my girl there to take care of me. Now, at night or other times, he will do it for me. Yeah, but then it's so hilarious, me eating with my left hand.
I do want to watch that.
It is so funny.
With a spoon.
With a spoon.
With a spoon.
And I have to wear a big bib thing. I bought it to eat crawfish with.
Is it one with the plastic one with the crawfish on it?
Yeah, that's it. How did you know I had that?
Everybody's got some of those for eating crawfish.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So when you see the crawfish thing on me, you know I'm fishing to eat.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the best part about Miss Kay, though. Like, she's laughing about it.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm only laughing because I know she's okay. Like, that first time when I asked her, I stopped the GoPro and was like, are you really okay? She's like, yeah, it just hurts.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, as long as you're okay, we can giggle.
Well, if
it.
I can't laugh about it.
Well,
Miss
Kay's
really
had to be tough because she's been married to Phil for her.
Oh, that's the truth. That's the truth.
Because you were telling me something right before Martin got here. I didn't know Phil wrestled in his sleep.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you brought that up.
Did you know that?
Phil's a night terror guy.
He fights. He don't wrestle. He fights.
He's just air boxing.
He rolled off the bed, which I couldn't help but laugh, and hit that floor. So I was waiting to see. And then I heard him, and he was hitting his fist in the carpet. Boom, boom. So I said, well, you killed the bed. Are you going to try to kill the floor too?
When was this?
It was a few nights ago.
Oh, recent.
Recent. Yes, he did.
She was saying that's a part of the hand trauma. And she's got to put up a bunch of pillows between her and Phil.
King size pillows.
King
too.
Size.
Si, what's going on down there?
No. My brother, she married a pioneer man, okay?
Yeah, and I want to get to
the back in the pioneer days, they fought a lot of Indians. Okay, Phil's always fighting Indians at night.
In his sleep?
Yeah.
No, he fights every kind of nationality there is.
Oh, he believes in equality.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Ain't no racist in him, okay?
No, he believes
in equality.
And he's going to beat up everybody.
That's right. He'll beat them all up.
Well, he's done killed the bed and the floor.
What's next?
And he hit the nightstand, but that nightstand won on that one. Wait. He got hurt.
Wait, he got hurt fighting the nightstand?
Yeah, he hit it and it didn't move. But he had a sore head.
He headbutted the nightstand?
Yeah, he headbutted the nightstand. So I just
Phil fights dirty too.
Well, I thought about getting a twin size mattress and just putting it on his side of the bed on the floor. And that way he can just roll over and sleep there, I guess.
I'm thinking about getting both of y'all a bubble. What in the heck?
Oh, wow. Well, welcome to old age. You're going to be there.
I agree.
Si's there. I don't know what he does.
Si doesn't fight anything while he's sleeping.
The only thing Si fights while he's sleeping is urination. Like that's the only thing that's causing him any grief while he's...
I got to wake up.
No, I have a theory.
For a minute.
Love to hear it.
Okay. Well, you know, there was about 10 bad years in Phil's life, which I shared with him. And during those 10 bad years, he fought all the time. He really did. Really fight. Because when you get a certain amount of alcohol in you, it does different things to different people. It turned him into
A fighter.
Okay.
So that's what he did. He fought. So I think when he dreams about those 10 years he acted like that, and he just starts living it out. So, but it was fine after I put my pillows up. But the first he started, one night I woke up and he was beating my feet up. And then I woke up and he's kicking my leg. And then that's when I said, that's it.
He was playing football that night.
I'm putting
That's what I was. He's playing football.
He
that
was
night.
Back on the field at Tech.
He was back on the field at Tech.
Making shoestring tackles.
That's right. That's right.
And deadlifts.
Well, yeah.
I'm telling you, I was about to get bruises over that. So that was it. And I put the big king size pillows up there. So I've been basically protected since that. The other night, though, he did manage to get down to the bottom of my bed. And with his feet, he kicked my feet. I said, I just screamed, leave my feet alone, as loud as I could. The dog started barking. He said,
man.
What is it?
It's bad when the dog, you wake up the dog.
Yeah, they don't know what's happening. Yeah.
This is wild.
Yeah.
We got to get y'all them cameras in y'all's house. I need this.
No, they need to put at least an inch thick plexiglass right down the center of their bed. Okay.
He kicks that glass. Yeah. He really going to get hurt.
I'm just saying it'll protect Kay.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a active dreamer.
I would say so.
Remind me to never, go wake him up.
Don't worry. You won't.
Oh, no, that's one thing they tell you. Don't ever wake a person up.
It acts like that.
You do it very gently.
Not Kay. She starts yelling.
Leave my feet alone.
Yeah. One night I just started hitting on him, just not hard, just slapping him, saying, wake up, you're acting so stupid again. So I just thought when we were old we'd just go to sleep and be sweet, and no, we ain't that at all.
Restlessness.
That's right. Mm.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this. Okay, if y'all are having that much trouble sleeping, why don't you just sleep in your other bedroom?
I knew you was going to say that.
Why? What's wrong with sleeping in the other bedroom?
It just didn't seem right to me. I think a wife should sleep with her husband.
Oh, so it doesn't have...
Even if he may kill her in the night.
So it doesn't have anything to do with that bedroom's full of stuff, huh?
Yeah. But every room I got's full of stuff. Yeah. You ain't finding no room at my house that's not full of stuff, so... At least you can get a path. There's a path on every room and every bathroom. So
they need sleep therapy.
Is there such thing?
There is.
Are you a doctor of it?
No, but I was just telling you.
Oh, but he excels at it.
Hey, they need sleep therapy.
Hey, Mark.
I'm a very avid student of sleep.
Can you and John David picture Phil going to a sleep doctor?
No.
Never.
The sleep doctor would have to make house calls.
Oh, no, I think so. That would be interesting. They need to put this on film.
Yeah, okay, let me tell you something.
For prosperity.
He would say, if I said, let's go to the sleep doctor, he'd say, have you lost your mind? I'm not going to no stupid sleep doctor. I said, but you have a problem with sleep. He said, well, you seem to be the one having the problem with what I do. Yeah, always bring it back to me. I should live with anybody that just knocked you out at night or whatever.
Hey, gotta do the Robertson thing. Assess
I said,
blame.
I thought when you quit drinking, all this was over.
Assess blame.
That was like 50 years ago.
So you think he's reverting? Like going back to his past?
I do. I think that 10 years somehow did something to him, and he thinks about it at night, and then he fights again. He loved fighting.
He was good at it, too.
Yeah, he was very good. I think he whipped a lot of people.
He's pretty sporty. You look at the size of his hands, you look and say, yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to tell you what happened. This is a true story. Y'all love this. Well, you know, he was converted, so he was trying so hard to have Bible studies with people because he wanted to try to change, you know, so it would help him. But he was this one guy was arguing with him. And Phil said, if this would have been a few years ago when you'd said that to me, like arguing with him like that, he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I would have this fist, just like he put up his fist. And he said, I'd have been right through your head. And the guy said, well, you're not still like that. And Phil said, well, I'm trying not to be.
I'm trying.
But I'm saying I might can be pushed to do it if you keep on if what you're doing right now. Yeah. So then I got in there and I said, why don't we try this another night? And maybe it was somebody here that could protect him.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good call. So Phil quit working on people's heads and started working on their heart.
Yeah.
There it is.
He's been very more successful on working with the heart.
Yeah, he has.
But he will bounce your head.
If he's got it. Doesn't matter who you are.
Even if he's dreaming.
Two different guys, I remember them like it was yesterday. They were the only two that he actually made a fist. And he told them, he said, you know, I got this fist right here. And they were like, are you going to hit me? And he said, well, I was thinking about it. But now that I'm Christian, I can't do that. But it's not that I can't make the fist and think about it.
Were you a fighter, Si?
No,
he's a lover.
I'm a lover.
I ain't no doubt about it, Si.
Ain't no fighting, Si.
Did you and Phil ever fight growing up?
Oh, we had our squabbles.
Did he whoop you?
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, Daddy always threatened, told him, said, hey, one of these days y'all going to keep messing with him. He's going to pick up a baseball bat and crush him.
Talking about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens to the one that gets picked on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of these days you're going to push him too far. And then he's going to break, and somebody should get hurt.
So who was the best fighter out of the brothers? Phil or Tommy? That'd be my two
That'd
guesses.
That'd be Todd, I think.
Yeah.
No, the two older brothers were mean.
Harold and Jimmy Frank?
Harold and Jimmy Frank. I don't know if it had to do with, you know, being the first to the oldest or whatever.
Well, when y'all were the poorest, too.
Well, no, I'm just saying, hey, Harold, Jimmy Frank and Harold both had a mean streak in them.
Thank you. I agree. I amen that.
You're upstairs. Yeah. And I guess it was.
I saw it.
They worked on the farm, you know, back in the day when you actually, you know, a lot of work.
Well.
A lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a pretty hard life.
And then Si came along. And well, no. Rainbows.
Si and Jan.
I always call, Daddy was what I would call a hard man. Feels the same way. Okay, no.
But.
It's a weakness, you know. They were brought up, okay, to not show any kind of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that was a sign of weakness.
Yeah, that's true. Completely.
And that was just the way they was brought up. You know, that was about, you know, that's why Phil's motto has always been, who's a man?
Yeah.
You know, and every time he had said, I said, I'm a little boy.
Yeah. I'm a mouse.
Leave me out. Yeah. I'm out. Yeah. I ain't a man. I'm a little boy.
Well, so you did do aggravating things.
Y'all go do that
things,
stupid
Si.
Man stuff somewhere else.
Si, you would aggravate them and then run. I know. I saw many of that happen.
Oh, so no, that's.
They aggravated me first.
I know. And then you got yours in. Then you ran as fast. You could outrun everybody. So.
But they better be glad I had a very kind heart.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Probably killed him.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. My wife has only seen me mad, twice? And she'll tell you herself she don't want to see the third time.
So that Robertson exists, didn't
you? Oh, no, it exists.
I think it existed in all of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
You just have to push me along. So,
but Willie's got a lot of sigh in him because Willie's a throwing runner. I mean, from all the stories of growing up, he was a throw and run.
Make his move and then run.
And then gone.
Yeah.
They called him Sneaky Snake.
Who did?
Everybody.
Called Willie that?
Sneaky Snake.
And then, but who was the real Sneaky Snake was Jason.
Old Slick.
Yeah, because he would it and you wouldn't know Jason did it. And then he would just be laughing to himself, you know, like, they don't know I did it.
Oh, so he was a little conniving.
Well, he was that. Oh, no. And then with me, though, if I said it was black, he said it's green. If I said it's red, he said it was blue. I mean,
he didn't know his colors?
He just didn't. Anything I said, he was not going to agree with it. And Phil would say, would y'all both be quiet? Would y'all just both shut your mouth, me and Jace? I said, he started. And then Jace had to come back.
That's blame.
And here we go, around 1700. That's how many times me and him argued.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And then Jep came along.
The baby.
And nobody cared.
And he was the baby.
All care had gone. They're like, oh, you're the baby.
You're
fine.
You're the baby.
How much younger is Jep than Willie? He's what? Six,
seven.
Seven? Yeah, 7 years younger.
7 years. Yeah. Yeah, they weren't close.
No.
In age or?
No, I just mean, you know. Jep was the baby, and he was seven, so everybody couldn't stand Jep because, you know, he was just the baby.
They was all grown.
Jep wasn't a fighter.
No, Jep was a lover, not a fighter.
Jep wasn't, yeah.
No, he was a baby in every sense of the word. Like,
thank you.
Coddled by mom, you know. Yeah.
But he's a man now, so he's got five children. So.
He does.
Martin taking shots at mama's boys.
Now, I am one.
Yeah, thank you.
Self-admitted. You know how you can take shots at him? Because when you are one. Like,
that's right.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Like,
me too.
I was the
baby. Well, you know how much, Si, you know how much Granny helped raise Jep, so you know he had to be. Fortunately, he was 3 years old when he started playing his first domino game. So by the time he was seven, he could beat anybody, couldn't he, Si?
They played a lot of dominoes.
Every day.
Si wanted Brownie to beat him.
Hey, I'm shocked that none of us had cancer.
Why is, oh, yeah.
Because, smoking, hey, look.
The smoking pit.
Oh, no. You'd walk in Mama's living room, and it looked like there was a giant cloud inside the house. That was just about a foot over everybody's head.
They just hot boxing cigarettes inside?
All right. Look, Daddy would light one, take one drag off of it, put it in an ashtray.
Then turn it around.
Yeah.
It just
burned
up.
Then turn
up
around
itself.
And light another one, take a couple of drags off of it, put it in an ashtray. You got about 7 or 8 in the ashtray smoking. And look, I'm talking about it was a haze, okay?
And think about what they could have had if he hadn't spent all that money on cigarettes.
I'm just saying, hey. I'm shocked that none of us even got cancer. I'm serious.
Unbelievable.
Because it was, I'm talking about like 2 foot from the ceiling down and about, a foot over your head when you sit at the domino table.
So it was a house that was a bar.
Pool hall.
Yeah, it's pool hall.
Domino.
Pool hall.
Domino hall.
Yeah. Domino hall.
There you go.
But to this day, hey, you talking about some domino playing rascals.
Man,
the whole family.
The 1900s were wild.
Oh, no. The best one I ever played was Jimmy Frank and Harold, and it was against Al and Jason. And I think Al may have been 12 and Jason was 10, I guess. Okay. Jimmy Frank and Harold are like 25, 27. They needed 5 to go out. Al and Jason needed 150. 2 hands later, bam, they're beat. Jim Frank and Harold got beat and needed 5 points to win. And they got
What can
smoked.
I say? I've trained up a bunch of whizzes
in the domino world. That's it.
Yep.
I don't even know how to play dominoes.
5, 10, 15, 20.
25, 30, 35
is
the bigger one.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite thing. Break dominoes, break thumbs,
or break
the table.
Here's
the way
table.
You do. You'll, but you have the dominoes.
Whoa, don't hurt yourself, man.
This is my good hand.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We don't need you down the boat.
Yeah, she's going left-handed, too. She's fixing to break the other one.
I know, but I can't help it. That just slam that last domino.
Been around it too long.
So nobody would believe how loud that last domino hit.
What are you talking about? I mean, we've literally broke tables.
I believe it.
And dominoes.
I'm talking about, hey, these are made out of ivory, and we broke them.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, gone.
I wouldn't be able to, like we are. Let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
You have made a switch from old Tupperware to stainless steel.
Well, it holds ice all day.
Ice all day.
It'll keep it there all day.
Better than that little rubber thing you had or plastic, you know.
Tupperware.
Nobody young knows what that is.
I know what Tupperware is. Martin, do you know what Tupperware is?
Absolutely. I'm not young.
I guess we're back, boys.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh, are we? Yeah. I was doing an Instagram story with Kay, and I was just letting her talk.
Well.
Okay.
Well, where are we going from here, Miss Kay? What do you got going on this week?
Yeah, what's new? What, other than the injuries, what you got coming up?
Well, what really do I have planned to do with this? You know, I mean, it's not like you can do a lot. I'm not going bowling or anything like that, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're approaching your favorite time of year. It's almost hunting season.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to be. Well, he woke me up this morning at 6:20. What I said was, when you get ready to leave, because, you know, he wakes up. And he walks out the door at like 7 because he got to drink his coffee and watch the weather and all that stuff. So I said, when you leave, wake me up. So when at 6:20, he said, get up. I said, you're leaving? He said, no, I'm just getting up. I said, do you don't remember any instructions? Yeah, you told me to wake you up.
He can't follow instructions.
That's all he got out of that was wake me up.
Well, yeah.
So the dogs were glad, so it was good, I guess, but...
Quick question. Were you going to go bowling if you didn't hurt your hand?
Not really.
Okay, I was just checking. I didn't know if you were
think
in like
a, go bowl left-handed.
A secret bowling league.
No, but you remember they maybe do it in one of the show episodes.
Oh, yeah, you did go bowling.
Yeah, well, first I threw about 10 gutter balls before I ever got it. And then I did throw a strike somewhere in there.
I'm terrible at bowling.
Oh, awful. Throw it hard and see what happens.
Oh, no. I used to be good at it.
You did?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I bowled in a bowling league.
You ever hit 300?
I come close. About 396, I think.
296?
Yeah, 296. Yeah.
You bowled a 296?
Yeah.
That's 400.
I regularly bowl a 96.
I was what? 9, 10. Yeah, the last two. No, last ball.
You got nervous.
Last ball. Well, hey, I had like, what, 11 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
I had 11 in a row. I'm talking, all right, baby, I'm on the road.
And then put up a 6 spot.
I left a darn 10 pin.
Oh, so 299.
It was perfect. It should have went down, but it left the darn 10 pin.
You know what happened when they were filming me when I was bowling? I went off and I went to throw the ball and it didn't come out. And me and the ball
went down the lane. That's it.
That's right. That's
that was it. On video?
They did it.
Yep. On camera.
That's what you'd have got if you'd watched the show.
That's happening. If something about it, it gets sweat. If something wrong, if it's wrong, it won't come off.
Well, it wasn't funny because it seemed funny. It was funny, but then, I couldn't stop myself, and then I finally went down on my knees, and I was like, oh.
To the person watching it, it's funny.
It is.
The one that happened to it ain't. That's happened to me before.
That is correct.
In fairness to the one listening to the story, it's pretty funny still.
Oh, no, no. Oh, it's
only because you're okay.
Yeah. It's hilarious because I've had it happen to me.
You went down the lane?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's something about, hey, it gets...
Sailing down the bowling lane.
Your fingers swell or something, and I mean, you know, especially if you throw hard. Well, hey, you ride back and let her go. Well, hey, you're fixing to follow it. Because it ain't coming off.
Only and me down, and me
and down the lane it. You go. And like you're talking about, hit your knees, scrape your knees up, skin your knees up, everything, get up. Good grief.
Yeah, if it's a way to get hurt, I'll find it.
Oh, then you got to tell me, hey, come help me get this ball off my stupid fingers.
Thanks.
So it's like legit stuff.
Oh, no. No,
like it's finger trap stuff.
Your fingers swell or something, and then you don't realize it, and you rear back and let her go like you're going to let her go. Well, you don't let her go. You go with it.
Man, I thought you're going that only happened on cartoons and stuff.
Oh, no. It's hilarious to watch.
Just don't be in it.
Watching somebody else do it is funny. But when it's you, no, ain't no funny to it. You hurt your knees, scrape your knees up, you know.
I really did get hurt when I was being filmed. I did get hurt, but I didn't tell them I was hurt. So I went over there and sat down, and they said, well, how many, can you do some more? And I said, not at the moment.
That's right.
Thank you.
No, not today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not today.
Not today.
I guess I haven't bowled enough for that to happen to me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe
you,
if
you bowl a lot, it'll happen, trust you.
Or maybe you're never accident prone. Maybe you're that man.
No, me and John David got ankles of fine glass. Like, we roll an ankle and end up on the ground in a heartbeat. Like, that's nothing new for either one of us.
I went through a spell in like junior high where I was in the emergency room about 5 times in 1 year. Cut part of my finger off, had a concussion on rollerblades.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Broke my knee.
Stuck a pair of tweezers in a light socket.
No, I didn't go to the emergency room for that one.
My
bad.
Skating rinks.
No, I was
skating rinks are dangerous.
No, I was in the driveway. My friend was on a scooter. I was on rollerblades.
Yeah, that's two
and
problems. Right
I was
there.
Winning the race, which is rare for me in life to win some sort of speed contest.
Preach, buddy.
And then the guy goes, help, stop him. And one kid was playing basketball, and he said, okay. And he threw the basketball at me, hit my rollerblades.
Okay. Oh.
I hit my head on the concrete, and next thing I know, I was in the hospital.
So he de-cleated you
on rollerblades
with a basketball.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good shot.
Justin Hollis, he was the biggest kid, so he threw it hard.
Yeah.
Justin could fling, he would pick me up. We were on the same Little League team, and he would carry me around upside down because he was so much bigger than me.
You don't want to play dodgeball with this guy.
No, this kid.
Yeah, okay.
He might have even played college baseball for us. Right. Like, he was really good and really athletic.
I think he did.
But I don't remember. They like took me across the street to some people's house. No memory. They were asking me what day of the week it was.
Nope,
nothing.
No.
I was gone.
Yeah.
Concussion protocol.
I was concussed.
Yeah. I've never been. Well, I don't know.
So basketballs and rollerblades don't mix, folks.
No, I
look at rollerblades and I see nothing but an accident waiting to happen.
Kind of like ice skates.
Oh no no.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
No no.
Have you ever ice skated?
No, roller skating. And just, I finally got so sore and so bruised up that the last thing I'm going to do is fall. I finally stand up and skate because, hey, I'm so beat up, I can't stand to fall again. I'm serious. I'd go home, take a bower, take a shower, and, my whole body's bruised.
Why would we keep going back?
Hey,
everybody
did it. We just love to go to the regular, skate rink.
I went skate town.
Oh, no. Let's go.
Yeah, but your day and age, like, the skate rink was the thing, wasn't it?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
For those that could really skate, because those that could really skate come by you and knock you over.
I was never one of them.
I thought you'd be, like, one of the people doing the disco, skating backwards.
Oh, no, 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 no. I ain't coordinated enough for that.
I'd always make it about 2 rounds through that limbo deal, and then your boy was out.
Oh, the limbo wasn't fair.
And all them kids go out there and, like, straighten their legs all the way out. And I was like, Hammer.
Going backwards in your old.
Yeah.
Okay, you show off.
Yeah, they go up under the limbo pole backwards with one leg out. And I'm like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I mean, unreal.
Must be all they do in their life is practice that.
No, I mean. But
just coordination.
I couldn't do it.
Some people got it.
Flexibility, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them got it. Some of them ain't.
I think I can speak for the duck call room and say, we ain't.
We ain't.
None of us touched our toes. Ain't none of us touched our toes in a hot minute. So
yeah. I'm in the we ain't bunch.
All I would see is a hospital visit.
Yeah. Yeah, every time I went to a birthday party at Skate Town, I was like, man, I hope the next one's at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Let's do something. Just try to do something different next time.
Up until today, I didn't associate the bowling alley with danger. So.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Skating ring and bowling alley.
But that magnet about broke my thumb. Good night.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
That was.
See, we play with. We have a lot of desk toys in here.
Oh, yeah.
Arrowheads, magnets.
All right.
Nails.
Well, let's take our last
break.
Do we have some K emails we can get to?
Actually, I don't know.
Oh, well, hold on. We're going to go to break. We'll look through there, see if we find any emails for Miss K. We'll be back right after this.
All right. Well, I got an email from Kelsey from Alabama. And it's, we're going political, gang.
Roll Tide.
Because we got t-shirts that say Phil for president.
Okay.
I got one. I almost wore it today. She loves the podcast very much and listens all the time. I was thinking that this country needs more Christian redneck presidents. Would any of y'all want to be president?
No.
Why or why not? And she would vote for us.
Oh, good.
Well, that's great.
There's one.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't want my husband to be president for nothing. Number one, our government would run itself during duck season. There would be no president in sight. So if the country needed to be something, you know, if somebody's blowing us away, well, it'll just happen because he won't be at post.
Yeah, but they could call him in the duck blind.
No, he doesn't have a phone. No phones in the duck blind.
Well, that's true, too, though. Okay.
Secret Service surrounding the duck blind. Si, would you ever want to be president?
No.
No.
Not only that, the country couldn't handle me. I deregulated everything there is up there. And I would fire about 50% of the people up there that work in Washington, D.C.
Just fire,
fire them on the spot.
He said, we're cleaning house, boys.
Yeah. Tell me, hey, pack your bags and leave the area.
You know, you do have to have something called a reason for firing.
Oh, I got a reason. I'm president of the United States.
That's all the reason
I need.
That's the reason you will never be president.
Well, hey, there
a
you
man's
go.
Man.
That's
so
right.
To speak.
Hey, that's it.
I got no interest in any political office.
Me either.
Oh.
None.
So, I do not have one single bone, political bone in my body.
So I've told you that's Carter's new goal in life.
President?
He wants to be the president.
Well, hey,
and
go for it.
Direct quote, they're going to carve my face in that rock right beside Abraham Lincoln.
Well, there you go, baby.
Hey.
Whoa, Connor.
I'm in.
Hey.
Carter wants to be. I got.
Hey.
I don't want to be mayor. I do kind of want to be mayor just so we can get a Buc-ee's.
Tell him you know somebody to be Secretary of the Interior.
Secretary of the Interior.
Let me run the wildlife.
That's right.
What you need.
Let me.
Yeah.
Let me take a swing at that for 4 years.
Yeah,
see what we get.
See what we got. See what we end up with, boys.
Well, I feel with the president, there'd be a lot less wild game.
We're going New Zealand rules, boys.
It's open season,
right.
Boys.
That's right. Hey.
Hey, I've been to New Zealand.
Corn is in.
No limit on ducks.
Hey, moonlight. Moonlight.
You lost me.
All right. Well, Kelsey, if you're wanting one of us to run for office of any sort,
we don't want the job.
You're going to have to wait on Carter.
Yep. We don't want the job.
Eek.
I mean, you may get Willie talked into it. That seems like something that.
Well, he already thinks he is the president.
Would blow up his skirt, but.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, he's the only one with the personality that.
Willie more like a governor than a president.
Yeah. But,
oh, no, but if you do that, no, you can go for the prez too, boys. You going to be a governor?
It's election season.
It's in your blood. Go ahead and go for the big one.
Kay, kind of like our current president, just keep getting hurt, man. Yeah. Don't get on a bicycle.
That's not true. No. I've understood every word that's come out of Kay's mouth today.
Yep. No, I mean, now it cut down everything. My physical therapy, it's gone to pot. I mean, what can I do? I mean, I'm just like this. I'm going to see if they'll come and do. I mean, I can stand in place and walk. And I can kick my legs out and do a few things. But, I mean, I can't do all of it, but I could do something. But he'd have to sign a paper not to injure my arm, of course.
For the folks that don't know, Kay, why don't you tell them where you do your physical therapy?
In my living room.
And where else?
Documented. Why do you have a company for if I can't use a blank room?
I'm not worried about it. It is literally one of my favorite days of the week is your physical therapy up here.
Because you come up here and visit.
Yeah, and you make me laugh because
you talk. Well, what about the time they couldn't find a room for me, so they put me over there at Sadie's, and they said, she's not coming in. And then we're just working away, and in comes Sadie and other people doing work, and I'm like, oh, dear.
Your ownership ain't got you much anymore, does it?
No, I was just laying on the floor.
Guy said, hey, just keep doing it, Kay. Keep doing it.
Well, now this room right behind this wall is Kay's workout room.
Yeah.
Right there.
The
room right behind
you got to have somewhere to work out.
Well, because I needed to be able to listen to her because she tells some really good stories while she's working. Well, she never stops talking while she's doing physical therapy, and it is fantastic.
Yeah. Right. Well, here's the deal. First, y'all said I could use my own boardroom. And then the next thing I know, And then the next thing I know, I can't use the boardroom because Christian's moved in there.
Hey, you take that up with other people. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Take it up with a power.
That's why I volunteered for you to have our lounge. Right. That's what I call it.
Lounge. And I took it too.
Yeah, right. It's nice.
I just have to walk back and forth more times, but who cares?
So Christian took your boardroom?
He did.
Took the conference room.
Gone.
Gonzo.
I'd like to see it really to see what happened.
Well, we can go over there and we get done with this. It's just right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I said, well, I thought I still owned half of this. Me and Willie together.
The building or the?
Duck Commander.
Yeah, see, the problem is Duck Commander don't own the building.
No, Willie owns a building. That's
a classic move. Classic Willie.
You pay Willie rent. How does that feel?
You know what? He's been doing that to me since he was 6 years old.
Hey, I'll tell you this,
though. He'll make me give me back his lunch money because some reason, I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you this, though. As general manager of your company that you're a part owner in, I fight for us to pay the least amount of rent possible every year.
That's it.
Thank you.
I don't know what good it does because it's still the same amount, but dadgummit, I fight for it.
Rent's going up, boys.
Well, he can't touch my money, so I ain't worried. I ain't going broke tomorrow.
There it is.
There we go. And Jep's getting it all anyway.
Okay, all right, Kate.
He's got his share.
At the end.
The baby.
Don't give none to Willie. All right.
I say they need a stimulation on their wheel part that says, since we already have money, we're going to donate a lot of this to this, this, and this. Whatever I pick, of course. And it'll be good things to donate to.
Like twins?
Well,
local tackle shops.
That's right. Martin, I get in on that.
Probably burning the woods down, thank you.
A kid's future presidential campaign.
Right.
Fund.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Carter for president. 20.
What?
20
something. I didn't invest in that.
Yeah.
Future president?
That's what I'm talking about.
He's going to put his face on that rock by Abe Lincoln.
That's right.
He's got good dreams, doesn't he?
He's got a lot of them.
I never dreamed I'd be on TV.
What if he pulls it off?
Kay, did you never dream you'd be a TV star, did you?
No, I said what would be hilarious if I had these kids on TV. And it happened.
There it is. There you go.
There it is. Your dreams, goals, met.
There it is.
If you're going to dream, you might as well dream gigantic.
And don't hit your spouse's feet.
That's right.
They do not like that, apparently.
That's right.
That's today's life.
And try to remember why you're dreaming what you are so you'll quit beating people up. At least I have nice dreams. I don't dream like that. And I sure don't hurt myself or him.
Oh, Johnny D, what's our Bible verse
Send
for
us
today?
Out of here.
We got to go.
Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That's just a good one.
That is a good one.
That's great. Well, I give a lot everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get tired of it?
Oh, yeah, I have, but...
But you didn't give, you didn't stop.
I never stopped.
And that's what that verse is all about. For at the proper time, you will be rewarded.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like that. And what's really funny is everybody comes to my house and saying, well, this is your TV house. Now, where do you really live? I said, this house is where I really live. And they said, well, why wouldn't you get a mansion? I said, well, check out my kids. Go to their houses. You get all the mansions you want. I said, I'm a simple person, a simple... There was
She's a
song
simple
about
woman, boys.
A simple kind of man, but this is woman. And I'm simple.
Me too, sister. Kay, thanks so much for being with us. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.